Your story is your testimony, not your identity. Shift your mindset, elevate your perspective, become who God called you to be. This is the journey of you. Welcome to the journey of you, the place where faith meets growth and where courage rises to rewrite the stories that once tried to define you. I'm your host, Tonya D. Bennis, coach, author, communicator, and a companion on this path of becoming, committed to helping you step fully into your God-given identity. Each week, we slow down long enough to hear what heaven is whispering. Together, we peel back the doubts, the old labels, and the limits that life tried to place on you. Here, you learn to shift your mindset and elevate your perspective so you can walk heart first into purpose, clarity, and the kind of confidence that is birthed from truth, not tension or trauma. This is your invitation to breathe deeper, think higher, and see yourself the way God sees you, loved, called, and full of possibility. So wherever you are, settle in. Your journey is unfolding, and you don't have to walk it alone. Good morning, Journey of You family. How are you doing today? Today, I really want to focus on the importance of knowing the state of your flock, biblical stewardship, and budgeting. Of course, at the Journey of You, you know that we're all about equipping, empowering, and encouraging people to think, act, and live their God-given purpose one mindset shift at a time. And today, that focus is going to be on the state of your flock. I know you're wondering, what does a flock have to do with my finances? Understood. Let's look at Proverbs 27, verses 23 through 27. It says, "Be diligent to know the state of your flocks, and attend to your herds, for riches are not forever, nor does a crown endure to all generations." This scripture reminds us that financial stewardship is a biblical principle, okay? If we don't keep track of what God has given us, how can we expect it to grow, okay? So today we're going to break down three things. One, why it's important to know the state of your finances. Two, give you some practical budgeting tips so that you can actually walk out what you're learning. And three, how financial awareness leads to financial increase, okay? So first, let's talk about the state of your flock. Okay, God has called us to be good stewards over what he has placed in our hands, whether that's a paycheck, a business, or an investment. But here's why it matters, okay? Awareness brings clarity. You cannot manage what you don't measure. And if you don't know where your money is going, how are you going to make wise financial decisions? Like, can you get this particular outfit? You know, can you go purchase it from the store? Or, you know, can you go on this trip? Or does it need to be better spent on making sure that your mortgage is paid and that these bills are caught up or that your emergency fund is ready, then going on that trip, okay? But you don't know that if you're not sure of the state of your flock, okay? Luke 14:28 says, "For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the cost?" Think about that. You don't decide, oh, I'm going to go buy a house, and then you just walk out and be like, oh, I'm going to get a house. No, you've got a plan to have savings put aside because you've got closing costs that you have to pay. Interest rates are pretty high, so you've got to count that into, you know, what's that going to make your monthly payment? Based on your overall budget, you've got to think about your down payment. And then once you get in there, how are you going to maintain it? And so, yes, you're absolutely going to count the cost. And so you want to make sure that you know that in advance before you go and start on that next thing. Accountability builds trust. God blesses those who are faithful in the little things. Luke 16:10 says, "Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much." If you aren't handling your current finances well, how do you expect God to increase them? It's really important that you are holding yourself accountable. Even if you don't want to be held accountable to anybody else, at least hold yourself accountable to God and make sure that you are stewarding your finances well, okay? Action leads to growth. Just like a shepherd checks on his flock daily, we need to check on our finances regularly. I'm not saying you have to log in and look at your account every single day, but if that's what it takes, then do that. So that way each day when you're like, oh, I'm gonna go to lunch, or it's like, no, I'm gonna pack my lunch and take it with me, which one is better for you? Because that adds up. And I'm not saying you can't go get yourself lunch, but it does add up. So maybe plan for that. Maybe 2 days a week, you're gonna go and have lunch, you know, where you go and buy whatever you wanna eat for lunch. But then the other days, maybe you are packing your lunch, you know, or your meal planning, so that way you have a plan for what you want to do, and it's not just every day you're trying to figure it out, and the next thing you know, you spent 60, 70, 80, 100 bucks just on lunch this week,
And you're like, wow, I didn't realize it added up that fast. Okay. And so I want to kind of tell you a few practical tips to just help you with your budgeting, not telling you, that you can't spend your money, you can't do A, B, or C. No, you work for your money, like that's up to you. But I just want to give you some practical steps to just help you kind of just shift your mindset around how you're spending it and what you're doing. Okay. And so first, you need to track your income and your expenses. Whether you use a budgeting app, a spreadsheet, or a simple notebook, write it down. I actually like a spreadsheet. Y'all know I love Excel. And so I have a spreadsheet. And in that spreadsheet, I have it listed where I have my liabilities and then I have my assets. And so it shows like what my income is that I have coming in. And on that liability sheet, it has everything listed. Mortgage, cell phone bill, car note, car insurance, like everything is listed on there, down to even my Amazon Prime and my Audible, because both of those are subscription I have to pay every month. And so I want to make sure that's included. And so we get paid bi-weekly. And so I write that down, like, okay, this check's gonna pay this, this one's gonna pay that. And so I can map it out. I know the due dates of how much each thing is. I know what's coming out each month and what's coming in. I know where there's a deficit, and it's like, okay, whoa, you're spending way too much money in this area. How can you fix that? Or where can you roll back? Well, if you're not looking at it, you don't know that. If you like regular pen and paper, I understand. I have a digital calendar, but I have a planner as well, because it's nothing like pen and paper. If that's what works for you, then do it. Write down what you have going out so you know whether or not you have enough money coming in to even cover what you have going out. And then, is there anything left over for you to be able to save? Are you paying your tithes? Do you have anything you're investing in retirement? Like, these are all things you want to be planning for. Is health insurance coming out of your check? Is life insurance, dental, vision? What's coming out of your check before you even get it? And where's that money going? And then with what's left over, what are you doing with the money that's left over, and how are you spending it? These are things that you want to be tracking. There's also some apps out there. Every Dollar is one I have downloaded before you can use, that will help you track it. There's a few other ones, that I'll put in the show notes that you can refer to as well, that the apps will help you. You can even connect them to your bank account, and they will tell you exactly what you're spending on groceries, what you're spending on gas, what you're spending eating out, where it's tracking it for you. And so if you feel like writing it down or putting it in a spreadsheet is too much work, fine. Use things like QuickBooks. You can, QuickBooks, Expensify. There's a few different things that you can connect directly to your account that will break it down and tell you exactly where you're spending your money to help you track it and know exactly what you're doing on a regular basis. Okay. Proverbs 21:5 says, "The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone is hasty comes only to poverty." It's important for you to be tracking what you're doing. And the more you track it, the more aware you are of that spending. That way you can be accountable, like we were just talking about, and you can make better decisions. Okay. Set some financial goals. Maybe in the short term, you want to pay off a bill, or you want to build an emergency fund. Maybe that's something you haven't done before, and you're like, you know what? I'm going to take the next few months and I'm going to build an emergency fund. Or long term, maybe you do want to save for a home, or you want to invest in a business, whether it's your own or someone else's. Well, you can do that when you're setting financial goals. That's why Habakkuk 2:2, we talk about it all the time. What does it say? Write the vision and make it plain. Well, if you write it down, now you've got something to work towards, and you're not just swiping for the sake of swiping. You're like, no, I'm going to refrain from shopping this month, or I'm going to refrain from eating out, or I'm going to refrain from going on a trip, whatever it is. Because you have that long-term goal of like, no, I want to invest in this business, or no, I want to save for a home. So having those goals helps you to hold yourself accountable, okay? Prioritize giving, saving, and investing. Absolutely, you want to put God first. Tithing and generosity are keys to financial blessing, which we know that from Malachi 3:10. No judgment is being passed whatsoever right now. That's scripture. It's Malachi 3:10. So whatever that means between you and God of where you should be tithing, in your local church body, that's between you and God. But it is a very important investment, and it just shows your trust in God. Okay? Save before you spend. Even if it's just $10, start now. I will tell you that I did that. I had set aside, first I started with $10 with each check. And I put it in a savings account, an online savings account that I don't have readily, access to. And it just started to grow. And it was like, oh my goodness. And I didn't even think about that $10. And so, because it came out before I even saw it. Well, then I switched it to $50. And right now it's up to 20, which I know you're like, that's not a lot. But it's the consistency. It's not the amount that matters. It's, are you doing it consistently? And hey, if I save $20 three checks in a row, then guess what? That's 60 bucks that's saved. Okay. And so start somewhere. If you start with a dollar, you start with $5, whatever it is, start somewhere, but just do it consistently. That's what matters. Little by little makes it grow. Okay. Look for ways to invest in things that will grow your wealth as well. So whether that's a 401k or if you've got a mutual fund, stocks, whatever ways work for you, something that you're interested in or passionate about that you're like, I want to invest in that. Look for ways that you can do that. And again, little by little makes it grow. So even if you only start investing a little bit at a time, the more you do it and the longer you allow it to grow, the better your return on your investment and the outcome will be. Okay. Cut unnecessary spending. Ouch, I know. You have to be honest about where your money is going. Do you really need that subscription? Can you cook at home more? Okay, I know it's so convenient, especially when you've gotten off work after a long day and you're driving all the way back home and you're in that commute. And it's like by the time you get there, who feels like cooking, especially if you haven't meal planned and you just want something quick and convenient? I understand. But how many times can we do better on that? If you eat out 7 days a week, how about we cut it back to like 5 days a week? And those other 2 days, you're cooking. Maybe you start a rotation where, you know, anybody else that lives in the house with you, everybody takes a day. You know that they cook, so that way it's not just on one person, but it also helps to make sure that you're eating, you know, making better choices and not eating out all the time. When we talk about subscriptions, wow. I had one to like, I had Amazon Prime, but Amazon Prime comes with Amazon Music. But because I used to have Amazon Alexa, I automatically also got charged for Amazon Music, which is $5.99 a month. And I was like, if it's part of my Prime, why are you charging me separately? Come to find out, well, because you have Amazon Alexa, you're required to have a specific subscription to Amazon Music. Okay, so I went in and canceled that. I mean, that $5.99 adds up quick. Then when it's like you've got Netflix, then if you've got Hulu and you've got, I didn't have one of YouTube, but you might have YouTube or you've got Fire Stick or Apple TV. It's all these different things that you're paying every month that adds up and you're like, wow, SiriusXM, you didn't think about it. Then you've got Audible, Amazon Prime, all these different ones that are coming out. And it's like, before you know it, you look and you've got like $100 in subscriptions going out every month. Are you actually using all those subscriptions? Well, I put it in my spreadsheet and that was how I found out. And it was like, wait a minute, why do I have all this stuff going out? And so I was able to cancel some of those subscriptions and keep the ones that I really was using. So that, you know, again, I can just be a better steward of my money. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. And so this is not to like make you feel like condemned in any way. So I hope that you don't feel that way. It's really just bringing awareness of where are you spending your money? Like, what are the goals that you have with your money? What are the things that you want to do short term and long term? And how can you get there so that when you look up this time next year or even 6 months from now, you're in a better place? And so I just wanted to help really shift your mindset around it. Like, money's not a bad thing. It's not a taboo subject. Like, we have to talk about it and we have to be aware of the state of our flock so that we can then be better stewards of it and manage it wisely. Okay. And so you have the power to take control of it. It's not about how much you make, it's really more about how well you manage it. Okay. So today I want to challenge you to review your income and expenses, set one financial goal for the next 30 days, and start tracking your finances because what you track, you can grow. Okay. Let's close in prayer. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for being Jehovah Jireh, our provider, and giving us the wisdom to manage what you've placed in our hands. Help us to be diligent, disciplined, and faithful stewards of our finances. We trust you to guide us as we grow, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. If today's episode blessed you, please download it, share it with a friend, leave a review. Let's keep growing together. Remember, this is your journey. It's where your life begins.
Thanks for being here on the journey of you. If this episode blessed you, take a moment to connect with me, whether through email, Substack, or the contact page at tonydbennis.com. I'd love to walk alongside you with encouragement and truth for your journey. Until we meet again, stay rooted in faith, anchored in purpose, and bold in who you are becoming.